Mode One. This is Brandy L. Davis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
Can a man or woman initially start out being a genuine certified prude, but then because of either a series of eye-opening erotic events in their life or the memory and impact of just one episode of mind-blowing sex, experience a metamorphosis into becoming a more erotically uninhibited kinky freak? My guest for this interview and discussion is living proof that the transition from being a sexually conservative prude to now being a more open-minded, free-spirited woman not only happens for many men and women in society, but it can happen in a relatively short period of time. The woman I speak of just 2.5 years ago had an extremely adverse reaction to even the thought of phone sex and or masturbation, but now she is not only an enthusiastic fan of both erotic masturbation and orgasmic pleasure via the telephone, but she has even taken her newfound love for erotic activities a step further by becoming an up-and-coming entrepreneur in the adult sex toy industry and is now looking to earn a living by helping men and women get in better touch with their own sense of sexuality. Who is this woman that has weeded out her unproductive concern for what others may think of her, how others may perceive her, and her overall choices, and is now boldly moving forward in life, standing by her own choices that seek no approval from friends, relatives, or society as a whole? Her name is Brandy L. Davis, and right now, you're about to enter into the erotic zone with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, the King of Verbal Seduction. This is the Erotic Conversationalist.
Knowing your personal body is the best way to tell somebody else to please you. And pretty much everybody is saying sex is not good. You know, you shouldn't masturbate. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. We wouldn't get here if it wasn't from sex. We all need sex. I'm not saying go out and be a whore, but at the same time, enjoy it. Embrace it. Love it.
Tell me how good that pussy feels.
Oh, it feels good.
Say it again.
Make this pussy go for you, Alan.
Say it again.
Yes, sir.
Say it again.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, Alan, I'm about to come, baby. I'm coming out.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 7th episode of The Erotic Conversationalist. And as always, I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry, otherwise known as the King of Verbal Seduction. And in this episode, I am going to be conversing with a woman who is multi-talented. She's a model, she's an actress, and most recently, she is an up-and-coming entrepreneur whose current specialty is on helping women and men experience more sexual enjoyment, more orgasmic pleasure. So if you're listening right now, I want you to please help me welcome Miss Brandy L. Davis. Brandy, what's up, sweetie?
What's up with you, Alan? Mr. Freaky Freaky.
Well, I've been looking forward to this for a while. Now, first, couple of things we got to take care of. Well, first of all, I'm going to let the audience know, it's not like you and I just, well, we have yet to meet in person, but I'm sure that day is coming soon. But I just thought about it the other day. Do you know, you and I, our first connection happened on my old MySpace day.
Correct.
And I haven't been on MySpace probably since 2007, at latest 2008, but I want to say it was around 2006, 2007.
That would be correct.
Yeah, we connected on MySpace and had a few exchanges there. Then we moved our connection over to Facebook like everybody did. I think damn near everybody left MySpace and went over to Facebook. And we were cool. But then, listeners, get this. Then Brandy and I had like this contentious exchange. And it was because of all things. I told Brandy that I wanted to listen to her play with her pussy. This was about 2.5 years ago. And she wasn't feeling that request at the time. And when you publicly acknowledged, Brandy, that you kind of went off on me.
I really went off on you.
Oh, I like that. See, she's honest about it. Yeah, listeners, you know I keep it real. She went the fuck off of me. I'm not going to give you the word-for-word, blow-by-blow dialogue, but she came at me serious, ultra-prude style, and I was just like, damn, she ended up unfriending me on Facebook. I think she even blocked me. And then, lo and behold, fast forward, I forget how I came across it, but I run across her again on the internet and see that now she's an adult sexual pleasure entrepreneur. I said, I'll be damned. So first, before we get into the details of how you ended up getting into this exciting, provocative career, I want you to say, Alan, I am so sorry.
Alan, I am so sorry.
Say it again.
I'm so sorry, Alan.
So I acted like a prude, Alan.
I was a prude, but not anymore, Alan.
Okay, well, I'm going to go way back to when you were, let's say, either teenager or no later than your early 20s. What was your two questions? What was your first time you can recall playing with your pussy to the point of a pleasurable orgasm? And what was one of your first memorable sexual experiences?
Oh, wow. Going back as a teen, again, we just mentioned in the interview that I was a prude. So basically, I didn't really experience playing with my pussy until I turned to the age of, 30, pretty much.
Whoa, pause. Did you just say 30?
30, yes.
Wow. Now, are you keeping it real with me,
Brandy? I'm keeping it so real with you right now.
You did not play with your pussy for the first time until you were 30 years old?
Exactly.
Wow, that might be an erotic conversationalist first. Now, I've met women in my life that have actually, waited that long. So you're not the very first woman, period. But as far as a woman that I've interviewed on this show and my other show, I don't think I've ever had a woman say that as they were that up in age before they played with their pussy for the first time. So now, if you don't mind me asking, well, how old are you now?
I'm 31.
Get the fuck out. So wait, whoa. You've been only playing with your pussy for a year?
Yes.
Get the
That's
fuck
crazy,
out of
huh?
here.
But I said better late than never.
Wow. Well, I agree with that. Better late than never. Damn, that's deep. That is so deep. Wow. So you just, over the roughly the last 12 months or so, you just have discovered the joy.
I've been getting it in.
Oh, you love playing that pussy now, don't you?
Yes.
I got to ask you, what factors do you think, whether it was parental influence, other elders, some type of church influence, whatever, what do you think contributed to you being this very erotically conservative prude?
Parental and basically spiritually. I felt like if I play with myself, I'm going to go to hell pretty much. And God can see everything that I'm doing and it's just not right. And not only that, my mom and my dad pretty much saying, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. And so pretty much I never played with my pussy until I turned 30. You know, it's really crazy that I started doing it at the age of 30. But, I mean, better late than never. But knowing your personal body is the best way to tell somebody else to please you.
Exactly. So your first time playing with your pussy was on Skype?
Yes.
Wow, now that's interesting. That's interesting that your first time playing with your pussy involved a another person. Because usually most people's first times just them by themselves or in the shower or the bed or whatever. Now, was this your idea or did he talk you into it?
He talked me into it.
Yeah, so you were on Skype. Was it just a phone Skype or video Skype?
Video.
So you were watching him stroke his dick and he was watching you play with your pussy?
Exactly.
Was it hot?
Oh, it was so hot.
Really? So was your pussy dripping wet?
Very much so.
Now, did you use fingers or did you have a toy?
My fingers.
Okay, because we're going to get into that a little later about fingers versus toys.
That was the first experience.
Okay, now, did you lose your virginity before 30 or after 30?
Before 30.
Before 30. Now, would you say your first few intercourse experiences were enjoyable, or is this something you had to warm up to?
The first was the best. Like, basically, I couldn't believe that my parents kept saying, like, you know, you're not supposed to do that until you're married, or, you know, you have a boyfriend long enough. It was really, really good. My first experience was the best.
So he fucked you good.
Yo, he did everything good.
So he licked that pussy too, huh?
Oh, yes. Alan, he licked my pussy.
How good did he lick your pussy?
For a teenage boy, on a scale from 1 to 10, I'd give him an 8. But first time around, it was pretty good.
Now, when was the first time you ever watched a porno movie?
Wow, how young can I think back to? Maybe 7?
Get the fuck out.
Hey, my dad had a stash, and that's when they used to have beta, and I put it in, and I watched it, and I'm trying to think which one that was. Was it Deep Throat?
Now, you know this is very interesting, Brandy, because you watched your first porno film
at age seven,
but you didn't play with your pussy for the first time until age 30.
Exactly. Looking and doing are two different things.
So wait, but in watching those porn, that didn't get you aroused enough to want to play with your pussy?
No. I was 7, Alan. It was just like, oh my God, what is this?
I know, not at 7 maybe, but I'm thinking maybe like, I don't know, 12, 13, 14.
No.
Wow.
I've always been pleasured by somebody else other than myself.
Okay, that's always a good position to be in.
Yes, it is.
The men you chose to be with, they love pleasing that pussy.
I love my pussy, please, Alan.
Say it again.
I love my pussy, please, Alan.
Okay, so.
Yes, and if they don't, then there's no need of a relationship or me basically dropping my panties.
Now, you've already told me some interesting stories. Now, this is going to go away from sex for a little bit, but what first got you motivated to pursue a career as a model and an actress?
Well, I've wanted to be in entertainment ever since I was little. I pretty much didn't know what I wanted to do, so I went to, well, actually, I would say my second year at Duke Ellington School of Art. I was actually a dance major, and I took a theater class, and I tried to switch over to the theater department, and basically the chairperson of my department wasn't going to let that happen, so I decided to leave Duke Ellington, and when I graduated from high school, I pretty much went to UDC and studied theater and basically fell in love with the whole craft of acting.
Now, for our listeners who may not know where Duke Ellington is, what city is that in?
Washington, D.C. in the heart of Georgetown.
Okay. Now, is that where you grew up, Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay. Went to UDC and you fell in love with acting and theater. So you've done quite a bit of stage theater?
Yes. Actually, that is really my preference, but in D.C., they have a little theater clique, and it's kind of hard to jump into that circle. And basically, I love money, and it's more easier to make money on camera than it is with theater, but that's where my love is. That's where I started out on stage.
Uh-huh. Well, we have that in common. I've done stage theater before, and I used to do some TV commercials. And you're right. I mean, in terms of just feeling gratified as an actor and actress, I think nothing can beat the stage because you get that immediate feedback.
Exactly.
And yeah, it gives you a high. But like you said also, though, on camera is where the money is.
Yes.
Okay. And was modeling kind of peripheral of acting, or was that also just a passion you had along with acting?
When I was a teenager, I did want to be a model. Like, that was before Duke Ellington, and I basically went to New York, and I was told that I could not be a runway model, but that I could do print work. And basically I came back, you know, home or whatever, looked around, you know, to a couple of agencies and pretty much started doing print work. But do I love modeling? No. It's a check.
So did you get a lot of feedback when you, because I think soon after we first connected on MySpace, I saw these photos of you modeling women's underwear. That it was pretty hot, even though underwear wasn't necessarily, you know, Victoria's Secret special, but you're still hot in that. So did you get a lot of comments on that?
Yeah, too many comments.
Now, again, going back to when you were in prudish mode and went off on me, what transpired between spring of 2009 to the point where you became intrigued and interested in becoming the owner and president of L&B Pleasure Production and Events LLC?
One, how did I start to really enjoy sex the way I do now is my ex-boyfriend, who was very younger than me. And basically he had the best dick I have ever had in my entire life. And it was just like, after that, it was like, that's all I want. That's all I think about is sex. As far as me getting into this business,
yeah, what led you to that? And then tell my listening audience, what does L&B Pleasure Production and Events do? What products and services and activities do you have?
Pretty much the acting career was kind of dead, and I needed money, and I was asleep. I basically woke up one night, like probably 4 o'clock in the morning, doing a TV. '80s movie came on about male exotic dancers, and I was like, you know, that's interesting. I was like, that's an untapped market. And basically they just have, you know, shows for women on certain nights or like certain parties, but not an actual strip club that caters to women. So that was my first idea. And I went online and I'm like, well, how can I make money to eventually open up my chain of male strip clubs? And that's when I started Googling and basically came up with adult toys and porn. And it's a $1 billion industry, so.
Oh, yes, I know this, because I've actually done at least a handful of shows that touched on this industry. And I remember one of the first times I did a show about the adult sex toy industry, that was the first thing I think that rose my eyebrows, was I was reading this article, and it was saying that it was a $1 billion industry. I was like, get the fuck out. And well, even the porn industry is a, most people don't know, but the porn industry pulls in more money per year than the mainstream movie industry.
That's true.
But yeah, definitely the adult sex toy, that is a seriously. And what's interesting is that most of the clients for adult toys are women. Now, that could be simultaneously good news and bad news. On the positive end, there's a wide range of toys out there for a woman to either play with herself or use with a partner. But some would argue that if women are using all these assortment of toys, then a lot of men out here are not doing something right. What do you think men, generally speaking, what do you think men might need to improve upon when it comes to their bedroom skills?
Eating pussy is one.
Eating pussy.
Knowing the G-spot. And watching porn, if the guy in the video is basically hitting the right spot, you need to do the same thing.
So you can tell when you're watching a porno if the guy in the scene is hitting the spot right.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what's one of your like top five hottest scenes you've ever seen in a porno movie?
That's a hard question for me because I believe I've seen a lot.
I mean, a scene that just, give me a type of scene that just made you go like, oh, shit, that's getting my pussy wet.
Vanessa Del Rio, the guy, I believe she was having her telephone service, and he basically came in and started looking at her bending over and doing certain little things, and he just started taking her clothes off and fucked the shit out of her pretty much. And I think that's every woman's dream, so that was sexy. That was hot.
Say it again.
He took her clothes off, and then he fucked the shit out of her.
Say it again.
He fucked the shit out of her. He had his dick all up in her pussy, baby.
Say it again.
All up in her pussy. The dick was like, ah, hot.
Did you like the way he was fucking her?
Mm-hmm.
Did it get your pussy wet?
Yeah, it got my pussy wet. I wish I was her.
Oh, you wanted to be fucked like that, didn't you?
I sure did, Alan. I wanted to be fucked like that.
Say it again.
Alan, baby, I wanted to be fucked just like that.
Damn, that shit got my dick hard.
Well, that was the intent, Alan. Alan, I want to get your dick hard. I've been promoting the shit out of this interview, so FYI to your listeners, me and Alan going to get it in.
Yeah, see, you start getting my dick hard.
I know what I'm doing to you.
What you doing? You want me stroking my dick, huh?
I hope you are.
Well, I can tell from this conversation that you love having a verbally erotic conversation. Now, you might have touched it already, so if you have, please forgive me, but...
I see you forgot about my business.
Yeah, what led you to that, and then tell my listening audience, what does L&B Pleasure Production and Events do, the LBPPE? What products and services and activities do you have? How did you go about, what steps did you find out that you needed to take to start your business?
Well, I had to become an LLC. I'm still in the process of getting my business license, but my company is legitimate. I have my website. Basically, I have a wholesaler that I work through, and once I have my business license, I'll have another wholesaler that I'll be working with, which doubles the products. So, yeah.
It's so funny. There's so many different sex toys for women. I mean, there's vibrators. You know, I just found out recently, I never knew that the first vibrator was created in the 1800s. I didn't know women even used toys back that far.
Wow, you just updated me on something, too, because I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I just saw that like about maybe 2 or 3 months ago. I was reading this article, and it was in Europe. But, yeah, there's vibrators for women. Then, of course, there's...
You have the bullet.
Bullet, dildos, clit stimulators. Now, I'm assuming you've used most of these toys since you're now selling them. What has been three of your favorite toys to use?
The G-Spot vibrator.
The G-Spot vibrator. You sound out of country when you said that. You said the G-Spot vibrator.
Well, D.C. is still like the last extended part of the South, plus all my family is from the South, so I pick up on that type of...
It's a G-Spot vibrator.
Accent. But, yeah... What did I just say? Yeah, the G-Spot vibrator, the butterfly, and any rabbits. Like, those are the best. Those are definitely top sellers.
Mm-hmm. You like coming a lot, don't you?
Excuse me?
Your excuse. I said you love coming a lot, don't you?
Oh, yes. I love to come, Alan.
Say it again.
I love to come, Alan. The more I can come, the better.
The more you can what?
The more that I can come, the better.
Okay. Well... Now, let me ask you, but I know what answer I'm going to get, because now you're going to be biased since you're now in the adult sex toy industry. But I've always tended to divide women kind of into two categories. Those who prefer, well, really, I say three. Group one would be those who love to play with the pussy with their fingers. Group two, those who prefer toys. And then I'd say group three would be kind of equally either or. Where would you put yourself?
I like the toys better.
Okay, well, I kind of actually expected that. But
look at it like this, Alan. You get 600 rotations per minute and 10 vibrations per second. Your fingers can't do that.
Oh, that's a good point. Matter of fact, you know, something else I learned not too long ago, I think it was from a guest of mine on my other show, Upfront and Straightforward. Female guest I had told me that you guys, women, the one you guys most allow when you come, women have something like 5 to 10 times as many nerve endings in their clit than a man does in the head of his penis.
I've heard the same thing.
I was like, wow. That's deep.
I actually did a shoot about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I was on my freaky time pretty much, and I had all the actors basically exposing all their personal private business, and that's the first time that I heard that, about the different orgasms that a woman can get.
But you said this was on a movie set?
No, it wasn't. I did a training video like 5 weeks ago.
Oh,
like
a training video.
Four weeks, 5 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. I can't remember, but pretty much, I mean, we were in the waiting room, you know, different actors were going in for to do their scenes or whatever, and I was just basically bored and horny and just started making them spill the beans about their private sexual life, and one of the actors pretty much brought that up, and I was actually trying to call him before the interview to actually find out the certain orgasms that you can give a woman, and that's really, I'm really pissed off that he didn't pick up the telephone, because that would have been really good for your viewer, because I was in the room like, damn, really? Like, that can happen? Like, wow.
Now, okay, Brad, speaking of orgasm, I've heard different opinions. A lot of women, I'll ask them, which do you find more pleasurable, more satisfying, a clitoral orgasm or a G-spot orgasm? And I've gotten different responses from different women. So what's your... Which one, do you favor one over the other, or are you cool with both?
I'm cool with both.
What made you, what series of events happened that made you all of a sudden say, shit, I'm cool with talking about fucking and playing with my pussy? Because, I mean, now you have no shame in your game. You on Facebook, you straight up mold one on Facebook. I mean, when did this, transition? What provoked it?
My ex-boyfriend.
Oh, the one who gave you the good dick.
Oh, the best dick in my life.
Best dick turned you out?
Yes.
I had you thinking about dick all day and all night.
Pretty much.
Now, let me ask you, because this is something me and my buddies always talk about. We say that we can tell, at least I know I can. I can tell by the way a woman walks, by the way she talks, and just certain different, body language signs. More often than not, you can tell when a woman's been fucked really good in her life versus a woman who's never, ever been fucked really good. Did you kind of, after you got that best dick, did you feel yourself becoming more sensuous, more seductive, et cetera?
Yes.
Okay.
Case in point, we were still together when this whole business came about.
Okay. Because that's what I've noticed in women. I actually talk about that in my book, and listeners, when you're listening to this, I just like Brandy has promoted her business, L&B. I got my third paperback, and it's called, Say It Again, which is something you female listeners hear me say all the time on the show.
Why don't you just say that to me again?
Ooh, say it again.
Ooh, say it again. That shit is hot. Say it again. That shit is hot. That shit is sexy. Just the way you say it is sexy.
Yeah, I've been saying that so long. I mean, I think almost every woman I've fucked in my life and every woman I've had phone sex with in my life, if there's one thing that they would all agree that I've said, and with different women I've said different things and different ones, but the one consistent thing would be, say it again. Whenever a woman says something that's, I think it's kinky or out of character for her or flattering, I'll always say, say it again.
Say it again.
But yeah, that's the title of my third book. It's called Say It Again, Mastering the Fine Art of Verbal Seduction and Oral, not O-R-A-L sex, but A-U-R-A-L sex, oral. And for those listeners that are not familiar with that term, A-U-R-A-L, oral is to the ears what verbal is to your mouth. So, for example, phone sex. Phone sex would be probably the best example of oral, A-U-R-A-L sex. But anyway, what I was going to say about my book, I mentioned that in my book when we were talking about it, is that, a lot of times I can just look at a woman and I'll watch certain things again, like the way she walks, listen to her voice, certain other little nuances. And you can tell the women who have really been fucked good by at least one guy in their life. They just, I think when you fucked real good, women just naturally, to me, become more erotic,
happier,
more sensuous.
You didn't catch that, did you?
You said what?
Happier.
Yeah, that's true, too. Because, man, I joke about that all the time. Whenever a woman acts like just a straight up grouchy bitch around me, I'm always like, she ain't had no dick in a while.
It's true.
She ain't had no dick at all, or she had dick, she ain't had no good dick. And so that's very true. Now you mentioned, I'm gonna rewind. You mentioned earlier, you said I've always associated toys with female customers, but you say nowadays there's sex toys for men.
Yes. Gay men, straight men.
What would be a toy for a straight man?
Oh, wow. pocket pussy.
And that they have so funny pocket pussy.
Yes, they're creating so many of them. Like they have ones that actually feel like skin. So, and there's more suction to it, and it's like you're pretty much fucking a real pussy, but it really isn't a real pussy.
It's a pocket pussy.
Yes.
That's actually kind of catchy, I have to admit. Pocket pussy. Damn. It's like I'd be at some kind of football party. I'd be like, hey, Joe, man, what you doing over there? Oh, man, you know, I just get my pocket pussy over here.
But what's really crazy is that I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he just felt like, oh, my God, I can't do that. Again, a prude moment. And my thing is, okay, you live 3 hours from your girlfriend, and you're horny as hell, and you're calling me up, and you're my boy. Like, it's not like that between me and you. Like, why don't you just go on my website and buy a pocket pussy, pretty much, until you hook up with your girl in. So some men don't feel too comfortable buying it themselves, so that's why you have females out here. You don't want your man to go out and cheat on you, buy him a pocket pussy.
Oh, shit, you gotta love that. Don't want your man to cheat, buy him a pocket pussy.
There you go. That's my new slogan for my business. Hey.
Wow. That's catchy. Now, I've been nosy on your Facebook page. One thing, I get a vibe. I'm pretty perceptive, but you can tell me if I'm wrong. But I get the impression that women hit on you just as much as men. Is that true?
Very true.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of picked that up just from being on your page. I said, I think a lot of women want to lick her pussy as much as men do. Okay. Since this is erotic conversations, there's nothing I won't ask. Have you ever had a woman lick your pussy, or have you licked a woman's pussy?
Wow, Alan.
Yeah, I'm asking.
All right, I said I was going to go all out with you, huh?
As a matter of fact, what did you say on your page? Let's tell the listeners what you said. You said, Alan, anything you ask, I'll answer.
Okay. Woo-woo. I've had it done to me. Yes.
No, say to my listeners, say, Alan, anything you ask, I'll answer.
Anything you ask, Alan, I'll answer.
Say it again.
Anything you ask, Alan, I'll answer.
Okay, now tell me again. You said you've had women lick your pussy?
I've had one woman lick my pussy.
And one woman lick your pussy?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Did she look it good?
Yes, she looked it good.
Did you lick her pussy?
No, I haven't went that route.
You one-sided rascal. You did a 68, I owe you one. But she licked your pussy real good.
Yes, between her and the birthday guy, I would pretty much say it was a tie.
And did she lick your ass, too?
Put it this way, I was really, really, really drunk. All I know is that I came, and I came a lot.
When you watch porn, for example, is that something that has ever turned you on watching, like, two women make out with each other?
Yeah, that shit is hot.
Oh, say that again.
That shit is hot.
See, I love seeing two women make out.
I love seeing two women fuck.
Oh, say that again.
I love seeing two women fuck.
Oh, I like the way you say fuck.
Now, you do know I got to block a certain viewer.
You said what?
You do know I have to block a certain viewer from listening
what?
To this interview.
Who?
Because she's been dying to eat my pussy, and then she found out somebody else ate my pussy.
Oh.
And I think you know who this person is on Facebook, so.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like it was at least a handful that be jocking you at different times. I mean, like, damn, he's going to be old.
Yeah, I've seen some, comments on some of my photos. Some females that I didn't know, you know, basically were in the same arena of teens and things of that nature, but yeah.
I actually recorded a woman. She was talking about sucking my dick after I take my dick out of your pussy.
Ooh.
She said, I want to taste Brandy's pussy on your dick.
Oh, wow. That shit is hot.
Oh, say it again.
That is hot, Alan.
Oh, what does she want to take?
Wait, is this real, though?
Oh, yeah. I can give you a little clip. Where is it at?
Yeah, let me listen to this clip. I need to hear that clip.
How's that pussy feel?
It feels warm and moist.
Finger fucking her pussy?
Yes, Dad.
Say hello, Brandy.
Hello, Brandy.
Say it again.
Hello, Brandy.
Say it again.
Hello, Brandy.
Now, what did I get mad at Brandy for at first? She acted like a what?
A prude.
Say apologize to Daddy, Brandy.
Apologize, Brandy, for being a prude.
Say it again.
Apologize, Brandy, being a prude.
And you're one of my what? Obedient what?
I'm one of your obedient good whores.
Say it again.
I'm one of your obedient good whores.
Do you love playing with what for?
I love playing with my pussy for Daddy.
Say it again.
I love playing with my pussy for Daddy.
Say, Brandy, my pussy feels so good.
Brandy, my pussy feels so good.
Say it again.
Brandy, my pussy feels so good.
You would love to watch Brandy play with her pussy for me, wouldn't you?
Yes, Daddy.
Say it again.
Yes, Daddy.
Say, I would love to watch Brandy play with her pussy for you.
I would love for Brandy play with her pussy for you, Daddy.
Say it again.
I would love to see Brandy play with her pussy for you, Daddy.
You want
to
watch me fuck Brandy?
Yes, Daddy.
Say it again.
I want to see you fuck Brandy, Daddy.
Say, Brandy, play with your pussy real good for Daddy.
Brandy, play with your pussy real good for Daddy.
Say it again.
Brandy, play with your pussy real good for Daddy.
Oh, say, Brandy, I want you to come for Daddy.
Brandy, I want you to come for Daddy.
Say it again.
Brandy, I want you to come for Daddy.
Oh, I tell Brandy again, you're one of my what?
Brandy, I'm Daddy's good whore.
Say it again.
Brandy, I'm Daddy's good whore.
Well, you love being one of my good whores, don't you?
Yes, Daddy, I do.
Say, I'm your obedient good bitch, Daddy.
I'm your obedient good bitch, Daddy.
Say it again.
I'm your obedient good bitch, Daddy.
Well, tell Brandy how much you love looking at my dick.
I love looking at Daddy's dick, Brandy.
Say it again.
I love looking at Daddy's dick, Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I want to suck your dick.
Say it again.
I want to suck your dick.
I'm going to fuck you.
I want you to fuck me.
Would you let us suck my dick in front of Brandy?
I will suck your dick in front of Brandy.
Say it again.
I will suck your dick in front of Brandy.
Say it again.
I will suck your dick in front of Brandy.
Yeah, I would fuck Brandy and take my dick out of her pussy and put it in your mouth. Ooh.
Ooh.
Say it again.
Ooh.
What would you taste on my dick?
Brandy's pussy.
Say it again.
Brandy's pussy. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. You taste what on my dick?
Brandy's pussy.
You want to come for Daddy?
I want to come.
Say it.
I want to come for Daddy.
Ooh.
Ooh. I want to come, Daddy.
Come for me and Brandy.
Oh.
What do you want to taste on my dick?
Oh, Brandy, pussy.
Say it again.
Brandy, pussy. Daddy.
Say, can I come, Daddy?
Can I come, Daddy?
Say it again.
Daddy, can I come?
Come for Daddy.
Daddy.
Oh, yeah, come.
Oh, my. Okay. Team, whoever you are, that was epic.
Like that?
That was dope. That was dope.
She wanted to taste your pussy on my dick, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Now tell me again, I'm sorry you were acting like a prude 2 years ago.
I'm so sorry for acting like a prude 2 years ago, baby. I don't know what my problem was. Oh, I know what my problem was. I wasn't getting good dick then. That's what my problem was. You accept my apology.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Here's another clip. Oh, tell me how wet that pussy is.
Oh, pussy's so wet.
Say it again.
Pussy's so wet, baby.
Oh, I'm Daddy's obedient good bitch.
Oh, Daddy's obedient good bitch.
Say it again.
I'm Daddy's obedient good bitch.
You want to make that pussy come for me?
Yeah, Daddy.
Oh, you love coming for me, don't you?
I love coming for you.
Tell me how wet I get your pussy.
You told my pussy so wet, baby. I'm
thinking
about you.
I'm about to fuck you.
I want you to fuck me bad, babe.
Say it again.
I want you to fuck me so bad.
You want to taste my cum?
Thank you for stroking your dick, Daddy.
Say it again.
Thank you for stroking your dick for me.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It gets you hard.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to come for me tonight.
Oh,
come for me, baby.
Yeah, you want to suck on this juicy dick, don't you? Yeah.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about something. This is something I almost talk about with every guest I have. There's at least two what I call default subjects that I tend to ask women about. One is, I think you would agree that men and women are kind of socialized different when it comes to sex. Even though in some ways men are kind of socialized too. I know my late mother wanted me to be this kind of well-mannered gentleman and be polite. But women definitely are, most women I should say, are brought up to present themselves as the kind of proverbial good girl, innocent, wholesome good girl. Did that ever frustrate you or bother you, the idea that women were supposed to always present themselves as kind of prudish and conservative?
I think my status yesterday, and you were in the mix of it, showed how frustrated I was.
Uh-huh. Well, for my listeners who didn't, might not know what you're talking about when you say status. What are some of the comments you made that would represent your frustration with that societal pressure?
I can't actually remember what I was saying, but I said some really freaky shit, and I was told that I need to tone it down and I need to present myself a certain way.
Yeah,
like,
that's
to
right.
Me, hello, bitch. I sell adult toys and porn for a living. Shut the fuck up and get off my page with that crap. And then she contradicted herself with you.
Yes. Yeah,
you
want
to throw that in?
Because she wants to, number one, she wants to listen to this episode. And she wants to play with her pussy, listening to you play with your pussy for me. And, yeah, I can tell from interacting with her that she got a seriously freaky side. And see, that's what's so funny to me. I've talked about this with quite a few women, is how a lot of women I've met in my life that will initially put up the most prudish front and facade is the main women that once you break them down, man, they freaky as hell. They freakier than the women who don't really try to act prudish. And yeah, what have you found like from some of your girls? Have you ever had other than one we were just talking about? Have you ever had a female friend that would always publicly try to act like she was this really conservative prude, but you knew from being her friend and she was a big ass freak?
Yeah, I cut one of those bitches off about 4 months ago.
Why'd you have to cut her off?
Fake ass friend shit, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah.
But one of the biggest hoes who always, you know, tries to have the good girl image. But I get all the late night detail. Well, ooh, girl, he fucked the shit out of me, and we did this, and we did that, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Really? But you the same one telling me, like, why you got that picture up with your titties out?
Ain't the one with the suspenders?
Yes.
Well, that, listeners, that picture is fucking hot. Man, that's a hot fucking picture of Brandy L. Davis. And that, I liked you in that cat suit.
I know, that was one of my hottest Halloween costumes.
Oh, you know what I want to do if I saw you in that outfit?
What?
I want to have to take that off and just lick your pussy from behind.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't rip it off because I paid too damn much for that costume.
See, listen, that's why I like Brandy, because she's sexy, but she keeps some shit real. She's like, I paid too much for that motherfucker. You can't be ripping the shit off. So I noticed you seen, when you're talking about Vanessa Del Rio, you like the scenario of a guy just kind of just taking upon himself to take off his clothes and just fuck the shit out of you. Have you had a handful of experiences where, say, a guy just, you were seeing, just came home from work and without even asking, he just started taking off your clothes and just...
No, I haven't. That's why I thought it was, like, so hot. Like, I really want that to happen to me. Alan, I would just love for you to take off my clothes and fuck the shit out of me.
No, I would slowly take it off.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Then I'd have you bend over and I'd just start licking that pussy from behind.
All men should eat pussy and eat it well.
When it comes to having sex with a partner, which way do you love to come? Getting your pussy licked or getting fucked real good?
Fucked real good from the back.
Ooh, say that again.
Fucked real good from the back.
Oh, so you love the doggy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Love when a man pulls your hair.
Oh, I love that. Like, if you, like, I'll tell a guy, like, can you please pull my hair? Like, it's deeper penetration, so.
Yeah, I like it when I'm behind a woman, man. If you're looking at me in the mirror, it looks like I'm almost just sitting on a woman's ass and kind of just rocking back and forth in that pussy. Pulling that hair, slapping that ass. Like when a man slaps that ass, we fuck you for mine.
Oh, of course, baby.
Say, I love to be fucked.
I love to be fucked.
Say it again.
I love to be. fuck. I love sucking a big dick. I love a big dick in my mouth.
And do you like to suck a dick, or you like a man to just kind of fuck your mouth, or both?
I love to suck it, baby.
Say that again.
I love to suck it, baby.
You like to lick the balls?
Of course. How about in my mouth? There's only been one man that was lucky to get that type of attention for me.
Really? Lucky motherfucker.
I know, right? I hope he listens to this interview.
If you're listening, lucky motherfucker, you're in an exclusive category. So go get your letter, Miss Jackie, with lucky motherfucker on the back. So you sucked the shit out of his dick, huh?
Oh, yes, I did. We even took it outside, so, yeah. Hope the neighbors weren't watching. If they were, they got a good show.
Have you ever had a threesome?
I haven't had a threesome. I thought about having a threesome.
Did you think about having
it? But I'm too jealous. I'm too jealous.
Are you really now?
Yeah, the dick has to be mine. I can't share it. Come on.
You women, you know, I tease women all the time. Women, in some respects, are stingier than men. Women do not like to share a good dick.
I mean, keep it real with you. If it's just, okay, if it was lucky motherfucker, yeah, I'll probably do a threesome. Because he's not my man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my dude, like, no, that's just, it's not going to go down, period. But if he, you know, he got a good dick and there's no commitment, I don't see a problem with it. Because it's like, you know, you don't mean shit to me anyway, but your dick, that's it.
Would you ever have sex with two men at the same time?
Could I pick who it is? Could it be lucky motherfucking my ex again? Lucky motherfucking big dick. If I get them two in a room, yes, I would do it. Oh, fuck it. How about this? And throw Chris Brown in the mix, too.
Oh, shit. So you want to fuck Chris Brown, huh?
Oh, yes. Yes. Chris Brown, I want to fuck the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he knows it because he get a tweet from me at least once or twice a day.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Have you told him you want to give him some pussy?
Oh, I already told him. I'm team breezy like a motherfucker over here. I just want your breezy inside of me. That's, you know, yeah.
Has he responded to any of your tweets?
He hasn't yet. If I got a hold of Chris Brown, he'll never leave an unhappy tweet on Twitter. It'll be called Team Brandy, not Team Breezy.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so if I could get Breezy, Lucky Motherfucker, and Big Dick in a room together, like, that'd be epic.
That would be epic, huh? Now, since my book, a lot of it deals with talking dirty. This is another thing, you know, a lot of women will act like, you know, when you first meet them that they don't like it, only to find out later on they love it. When you're assuming that you have some degree of attraction to a man, do you think that talking dirty adds spice for you and then just enhances your arousal?
It really does. Actually, when I do that myself, like, I like to talk dirty to men, I actually get a really, really, really good fuck out of the deal, so...
Ooh, so you love to talk dirty to men?
Yes.
Holy man, you gotta say that.
Like, I'll keep it 100. Like, if I like you, it's like, okay, when can we fuck?
Ooh, say that again.
If I really, really like you, I'm gonna keep it 100. When can we fuck?
Ooh, I like your style. That's matter of fact, Brandy, right now, give my listeners your best, most seductive Mo one.
That's what you want me to say, Alan?
Yeah, I want you to say Mo One.
Mo
One. That's good. That's good. Now, we're talking about porn, and you said different things turn you on to porn. I read this article where in the last, I want to say roughly 10 years, women have become big fans of erotica, like the Zane books, Mary B. Morrison, and other different erotica. Is that something that has tickled your fancy or not really?
Really not a fan of Zane. Like, I just pretty much like seeing it, doing it, and keeping it moving. Like, I mean, I don't knock anybody who wants to sit there and read, you know, novels and stuff that basically arouses them, but that's not my thing.
That's not your thing. Have you ever had a man make you squirt?
You know what? I haven't. And I was actually on TalkSexWithSue.com. Actually, she's the one taught me how to suck dick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She gives, like, play-by-play directions and shit. And
what
I use
name?
It.
Talk Sue?
Talk Sex with Sue. She used to actually have a TV show, actually around the time that we used to talk and stuff before I went off on you. And her website is still open, and pretty much she gives details on how to give a good blowjob. And same, you know, with the men, like how to eat pussy good. So I think every man who's listening to this who does not know how to eat pussy, please go to TalkSexWithSue.com. I posted it on my Twitter, too.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think I learned when I was in my early mid-20s, I had a woman just literally take me to class. She taught me how to lick pussy really, really good. And after that, I was...
You're about to make me catch a flight. Posted the link on my Twitter page. This like, little old white lady, too.
Little old lady, that's up.
I've never had a complaint.
Thanks,
Sue. Too.
So she like a Dr. Ruth type.
Yeah, like the bitch is bad, let me tell you. Like she is, like she's awesome. To do phone sex.
Okay, well tell me about that. You, okay, let me just
yes,
ask you.
People, I used to be a phone sex operator.
You used to be a phone sex operator, huh?
Yes, and that was crazy.
How long did you do that?
Let's see, for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks. 3 weeks. I was still in my prudish mode, and I'm an actress, so I was like, oh, cool, I can do this. Basically, you have no life, people, being a phone sex operator. You have to have your phone open all day long, and the girls who have their phone open get the most calls, and they make the most money. Me, I have a life, so I'm not going to sit there and just be like, okay, you know, making somebody else come and be happy, and then I have to go to the store, and then I come back, and I'm looking at my check, and this is some bullshit. So, yeah, but it was fun. I mean, an actor has to hustle any type of way. Like, we do any and everything, pretty much.
Well, I've told this story a few times on the Erotic Conversations and even Upfront and Straightforward, but I don't know if you noticed about me, Brandy, but Alan Roger Curry has actually, now I was never officially what I would call a phone sex operator. Like, I didn't work for a company, but just on my own. I've actually been financially compensated for phone sex before. Quite a few times, actually.
I told you to make a business out of it, and you did tell me. I listened to everything.
Yeah. Matter of fact, for about, I'd say, a period of roughly 18 months to 2 years, that was kind of like my number one side hustle. Combination of, I would have women pay me for phone sex. The only time I would, usually, the main time I would charge is if a woman wanted to put me on the schedule. Like, I had women who would say, Alan, I want to have phone sex with you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. And so I'd give them a rate, and they pay me, like, through PayPal. Or some women say, I want it every, I don't know, Thursday and Friday night. And then in addition to that, I used to write erotic fantasies for women. Women would pay me not much, anywhere from, like, $25 to $40 a fantasy. They would give me the premise, and then I'd flesh out the details. So a woman might give me the premise of, I go to a Halloween party in a cat suit. 10 men are Googling at me, but there's 3 of those 10 I really want to fuck. That would be the premise. And then I would take that premise, and I would flesh out the details for them. And, but, yeah, phone sex, it's so funny with me. I started off actually hating phone sex. That's the irony of my love for it now. Because back in, and I'm going to date myself, back in like the late 80s, very early 90s, I had called a few of those, you know, the 1-900 type number. And for me, the women sounded so phony and scripted and corny that it didn't get my dick hard.
Well, they are scripted and phony. Like, you should see the scripts that they send out to you and how to make it sound like you're giving a blowjob and really you're sucking your thumb and all types of crazy shit.
Yeah, see, that never got my dick hard, because I have a...
But I was successful. I made at least 2 or 3 guys come.
Okay.
And then some just called basically because they're lonely and pathetic and they wanted to talk to somebody and pay like $1, maybe $5 or $2.99 or $3.99 a minute to talk to somebody on the phone. So,
okay, now away from doing it kind of like, you know, just like for financial compensation, like say with Lucky Motherfucker or Mr. Big Dick, in addition to your physical sex, did you guys ever engage in phone sex?
Really just Skype with my ex, you motherfucker. It was just crazy. Like, I flirted with him, and then we finally met, and I was actually going to meet another guy, and he was like, no, you're not leaving. We're fucking tonight. And I was like, oh, cool. And it's a crazy situation between me and him, but let's just put it this way. He's a Virgo like I am, so I'm shouting him out, like, big time right now. Two Virgos having sex is some hot, crazy shit. Fuck the Scorpios. Yeah, they known for being freaks, but two Virgos together in a bedroom, that's some dope-ass shit, let me tell you. Like, me and this dude did it everywhere. It was crazy.
Interesting. Okay, now, when is the first day, or maybe first week, when you said to yourself, you made the specific decision that I want to pursue the career of selling sex? Now, is that all you do? What kind of other different things does L&B Pleasure Productions do? What's the whole scope of your business?
Okay, we have adult entertainment, strippers, dancers, whatever you want to call them. Male and female.
Okay.
We do bachelorette parties, bachelor parties, divorce parties, girls' night out, fellas' night out.
Pause right there. I never heard of that. You just enlightened me on something. You said divorce parties?
Yes.
I never knew there was such a thing as divorce party.
Yes. We'll have the cake with you as the bride on top of it and his head down at the bottom with some blood and a fucking stripper doing some shit like on Atlanta Housewives, putting his dick in a glass and you drinking out of it. Whatever floats your boat, we'll do it.
Interesting. I never heard of a divorce party. Okay, go on.
Okay, but in the story of L&B Pleasure Production and event, I started out with a partner, and that didn't work out too well. That started out in January of 2011, and my business really didn't get started until August of 2011.
Okay.
And basically, here I am on my own, and it's really hard doing this business because I have a lot of people that look at me, oh, my gosh, you don't look like the type that would say that or do this or blah, 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 and just getting people to believe me and understand what I'm doing for a living. And I'm really loving this. Like, it's my baby. It's my vision. It's my passion. Like, at one time, I was an actress. That's all I lived and I breathed. Like, if you tried to get me to go out and I knew I had an audition, it wasn't going to happen. Like, my focus was on acting. Now, this is my baby. And this was my business to get me back to being an actress full time again.
Okay.
So, and I have an idol. His name is Dave. He goes by the name of Sex Toy Dave. So, like him on Facebook and check out his website. You can actually Google him. I'm trying to be the female version of Sex Toy Dave.
The female version of Sex Toy. Now, tell my listeners, what makes Sex Toy Dave such a...
Because Sex Toy Dave sells himself along with his business.
Okay.
So, case in point, you know, the photos I throw up. I incorporate myself in my business. That's why I got so pissed off about, you know, somebody having something negative to say on my page the other day, knocking my hustle.
Oh, yeah.
See, my second site is being built.
Okay.
I'm still going to plug it. It's LB Pleasure Production and Events.com. But the main source of my income is coming from PleasureAdultToys.com.
So people can go to PleasureAdultToys.com and they purchase whatever, you know, tickles their fancy.
Everything. We have porn. We have over 250,000 products. And we also are running a sale for 10% off if you type in the promo code LBPPE till, let's see, December 31st, 2011. So the sale goes off on December 31st, 2011.
What's the promo code again?
LBPPE.
Uh-huh. Now, okay, do you guys sell any books on your site?
Yes.
Okay, what would I have to do as an author to get my book sold on your site so that I make money and you make money?
I tell you what, you can actually sell it on a second site that's being built right now, which is LB Pleasure Production and Events.com. So hopefully know some more news about that and that my site is up and running, and I can definitely plug you out.
I've had this conversation with a number of my guests on both of my shows about when I went to Europe last fall. I went to London and I was a featured speaker for this conference, and I got to talking to a lot of, you know, people from not only the United Kingdom but just all over Europe. And I'd heard this even before going over there, but you know, Europeans look at Americans as being very prudish.
The biggest prudes, yes.
And
it's even displayed in movies.
Why? Let me ask you, just based on your own opinions and experiences and observations, why do you think many of us Americans are so prudish towards sex?
You know what, Alan? I think it goes back to basically the Bible and people basically not really knowing their real spiritual side and taking things and quoting things and making things the way they see belief in it and basically teaching this to them, to their children.
And it's funny because, you know, when I lived in L.A., I was part of this very almost, I venture to say, cult-like church. And now I've always been taught by other people that there's no one sin that's bigger than the other or has more impact. But that being said, in this church, do you know they considered masturbation a bigger sin than premarital sex?
Wow.
Because they said that when you're masturbating, it's selfish and you're not giving anybody else pleasure. I said, I disagree with that. Now with phone sex, I give a lot of women pleasure.
Well, to me, that's crazy because, and I really believe that it's all some nutcase who said, oh, God is going to make you go to hell if you masturbate. Like, that's crazy to me. Masturbation is, like, one of the top safest rules of sex right now.
You said that's one of what?
It's safe. Like, you can't get herpes. You can't from masturbating.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's funny you're talking about this. You mentioned religion.
And I'm just now doing it. Knowing your personal body is the best way to tell somebody else to please you. And pretty much everybody is saying sex is not good, you know, you shouldn't masturbate, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. We wouldn't get here if it wasn't from sex. We all need sex. I'm not saying go out and be a whore, but at the same time, enjoy it, embrace it, love it, and be careful when you're doing it, because we are living in a time right now where, you know, you have AIDS, you have HPV, you have, you know, herpes, and you really need to be careful. But at the same time, we all need sex. And I wanted to throw this out because part of Pleasure Adult Toys and L&B Pleasure Production and Events is safety first. We sell dental dams and condoms. Again, there are things out there that they have not found a cure for, and you need to strap it up. If you're sucking dick and eating pussy, use a dental dam and use a condom. Just wanted to throw that out there.
I like that in you, Brandy. Because, you know, that's funny. I mentioned that in my new book. Because I'm talking all this dirty talk and talking about fucking, but I balance it out by telling my readers, I say, make sure you practice safe sex. Especially if you're engaging in a lot of casual sex. I say, you definitely got to be safe. So I appreciate you making that public service announcement. That's very...
Yes, you do. And we have flavored, you know, lubricants and things like that you can use. So, you know, if you don't like using dental dams, there are things out there that make it taste like strawberry and grape and all the things that you like, and you're protected at the same time. It's not cool to, like, go to STD clinic and get tested for some crap that you could have avoided by going to my store and buying all the things that you need to buy. And it's just not my stores. I have stores out there, too. So practice safe sex.
You know what you ought to do. Your Honor, I don't know if you have access right at this moment to at least one of your best-selling toys, but you need to pull it out and do a demonstration for my listening audience and start playing with that pussy for Alan Roger Curry. Say, Alan, I love playing with my pussy.
Alan, I love playing with my pussy. Everybody, I just put on Facebook that I love Alan Roger Curry, and I think I want to fuck him.
Woman, you had a way with words, I tell you.
You hear that noise?
I hear it. How does a pussy feel, Brandy?
Feels good, baby.
Tell me how that pussy feels.
Feels good, that one.
Tell me again how that pussy feels.
Feels real good.
Feels so good?
Yeah.
Say yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, my pussy feels so good and so wet right now, Al.
Oh, yeah. Tell me how good that pussy feels.
Feels real good, baby.
I love playing with my pussy for you, Alan.
I love playing with my pussy, Alan.
Say it again.
I love playing with my pussy, Alan. Say something freaky to me, Alan.
Say, I love to be fucked.
I love to be fucked, Alan.
Say it again.
I love to be fucked.
You love to be fucked, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was there, I'd fuck you from behind and pull your hair. Slap that ass.
Say it again.
I'd slap that ass pulling your hair.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fucking you doggy style. You love to be fucked doggy style, don't you?
You know it, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my pussy feel good, don't it?
Oh, yeah. You should be here right now.
I should be there doing what?
Alan, I want some of that dick, and I want to know when you coming to D.C. to give it to me.
Oh, so I want to suck that dick.
I want to suck that dick, Alan.
Oh, say it again.
I want to suck that nice thick dick, Alan. I want to ride it, too.
Oh, say that again.
I want to ride your dick, Alan.
Oh, shit.
I love good dick. Love good dick, Alan. You should see how wet my pussy is right now, baby.
Oh, say that again.
You should see how wet my pussy is right now, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you sound damn good.
Yeah, you should just see what I'm doing right now.
What are you doing right now?
I just took it out and I'm just circulating it around my clit.
Oh.
And all this cum is just dripping on my ass right now.
Oh.
You should be here looking to come for my pussy right now, baby.
Oh, say it again.
You should be here looking to come for my pussy, baby. Going back in right now.
Pussy feel good, don't it?
Feels real
Say yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Say it again.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Alan, stroke that big dick.
Alan, stroke that big dick, baby.
Say it again.
Stroke that big dick, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at all that pussy juice.
There's a lot of it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I take the tip of my tongue and tickle your asshole with it. Circle that asshole. Well, you like that one, yeah?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have my tongue all in your ass. So I want you to lick my ass, Alan.
I want you to lick my ass, Alan.
Say it again.
I want you to lick my ass, Alan.
What else you want me to lick?
No, I just want you to suck the shit out of my pussy. It's so wet.
I suck your nipples real slow. Then I move down, kiss your stomach. Then I suck that pussy real damn good.
Oh, this shit is so wet, baby.
What's so wet?
Pussy.
Say it again.
Pussy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Say, I want your dick all in my pussy.
I want your dick all up in my pussy, yeah.
Say it again.
I want your dick all up. Pussy, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that just felt good. I hit a spot. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, hit that spot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Feel good, don't it?
Oh, baby.
Tell me how good that pussy feels.
Oh, it feels good.
Say it again.
It feels good.
Say it again.
It feels good.
Tell me how bad you want me to lick that pussy.
I want you to lick it, Alan. Fucking
say it again.
Lick it real good. Suck it.
Say, I want you to fuck me, Alan.
Alan, I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me from the back and pull the shit out of my hair.
Ooh, say it again.
I want you to fuck me from the back and pull the shit out of my hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I want you to say whose dick is it.
Oh, yeah.
BLD, baby.
Say it again.
I want you to eat my pussy, Alan.
Oh, pussy feel good, don't it? Say yes, sir. So I want to make this pussy come for you, Alan. Say it again. Squeezing that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I put your legs on my shoulders?
Go just deeper and deeper and deeper.
Oh, yeah. Have my big dick all deep in that pussy.
Put it in there real deep.
Oh, yeah. Have your legs all on my shoulders fucking that pussy. Oh, hitting that spot. Make you come all over my dick. Want to come on my dick? Say it again.
Yes, sir.
What you want to do? Want to come on my dick?
Yes, sir.
Say it again.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Alan, I'm about to come, baby.
Come for me, baby. Say, I'm coming for you, Alan.
I'm coming, Alan.
Tell me again.
I'm coming, Alan.
for me, baby.
That felt great. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, my pleasure. More than my pleasure. So. All right, BLD. The LBPPE.
This was a fun interview. I had a ball.
All right, baby. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Right back.
Of the Erotic Conversationalist was produced by Alan Roger Curry for Mode One Multimedia Incorporated.